Ohio real estate headlines. Franklin County Building Department issues permits for residential structures. The Franklin County Building Department issues permits for 1, 2, and 3-family residential structures and related development, while commercial permits are issued by the state of Ohio. Real estate professionals in OH should be aware of these permit guidelines when working on residential development projects in Franklin County. Review the 2019 Residential Code of Ohio for detailed requirements. Ohio Real Estate Headlines. Understanding Real Estate Commission Structures in OH. The Wilcutt Group explains that most real estate agents charge a 5-6% commission on a home's sale price, which is typically split between buyers and sellers' agents. Ohio real estate professionals can use this local breakdown of commission structures and negotiable rates to better communicate value to clients. Review the full explanation of commission percentages and negotiable rates at thewillcuttgroup.com/what percentage do most realtors take. Ohio real estate headlines. Ohio seller commission trends. What pros need to know for 2026. A new guide breaks down what home sellers can expect to pay in real estate commission in Ohio and explore strategies for reducing those costs. Understanding commission expectations helps Ohio agents and brokers position their value proposition and navigate competitive conversations with prospective sellers. Review the full commission breakdown at hnw.realestatewitch.com/average-real-estate-commission-in-Ohio to stay informed on client expectations. Ohio real estate headlines. Average Ohio real estate commission rate explained. This source outlines the average Ohio real estate commission rate and details how much sellers might pay a realtor, along with tips to retain proceeds. Understanding standard commission rates and seller expectations helps Ohio real estate professionals better structure their fee proposals and advise clients. Review the full commission breakdown and tips at https://www.homelight.com/blog/average-real-estate-commission-rate-ohio/. Ohio real estate headlines. Franklin County building permits update for OH real estate. Building permits in Franklin County are issued 7 to 10 days after full plan approval for properties with access to public water and sewer. Real estate professionals in OH should be aware of the timeline for obtaining building permits, which is crucial for development projects in Franklin County. Review the full details on the Franklin County Building Permits page. Ohio Real Estate Updates. Columbus Building Permits. What OH Real Estate Pros Need to Know. The City of Columbus requires building permits that authorize contractors or homeowners to begin work after submitting an application and required plans for approval. Real estate professionals in OH need to understand Columbus permitting timelines to accurately advise clients on project start dates and avoid transaction delays. Track or apply for permits at http://businessdevelopment/get-a-permit/get-or-track-a-building-permit. Ohio Real Estate Updates. Franklin County OH consolidates property records for real estate pros. Franklin County's property page brings together information from multiple county offices covering property taxes, parcel search, real estate filings, and record search in one place. OH real estate professionals can streamline due diligence and client transactions by accessing unified county property data without navigating separate offices. Bookmark franklincountyohio.resident-services/property for faster property research in Franklin County. Ohio real estate updates. Ohio commission rates hold at 5.5%, 6%. What pros need to know for 2026. Real estate commissions in Ohio are projected to remain at 5.5-6% in 2026, while flat fee MLS alternatives like Huzo's service could save sellers around $15,000. Ohio agents and brokers should anticipate continued pressure from flat fee competitors as cost-conscious sellers weigh traditional commission structures against lower-cost listing options. Review your value proposition against flatfeealternative.com/blog/real-estate-commissions-in-Ohio/. Ohio Real Estate Updates. Ohio County Assessor's Office launches online portal. The Ohio County Assessor's Office provides property assessment services and resources through its official website. Real estate professionals in OH rely on assessor offices for accurate property valuation, tax records, and assessment appeals that inform transactions and client guidance. Visit https://ocounty.gov/assessor/ to access assessment records and office services. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. 2. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most OH jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of OH cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner-occupants leans on 3 factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns.